97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Air drums performed by Big Drum Mark Cox.
Love this that is Sammy Hagar song. You kidding me? That's great.
I could have swore that we were going to be playing Fly Like an Eagle, but, you know, my prediction is way off.
But it's Mark Cox, and he wants to hear some Sammy Hagar.
Thank you.
We'll come out with it. We'll come out
maybe.
With it. It's the last segment of the show. We'll come out with it for the end of the show.
Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox, that's Carl Middleman right there. He is not playing an air instrument right now. My name is Bo Matthews. And a very popular pastime and maybe a good date idea is to go eagle watching. And so we bring in our buddy Scott Isringhausen, urban fishing coordinator at Pier Marquette State Park. He is going to be hosting, or they're going to be hosting, the Bald Eagle Watching Days on some select dates coming up. So we wanted to get him on. And if you have never, it's like people that have never gone to Fast Eddie's, it's like, okay, you ought to be getting a ticket right now. If you've never gone eagle watching, you need to. But welcome back to the show, Scott. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would imagine that people randomly drive the River Road hoping to see eagles, but what sets this apart? Are these dates when you feel people have a better chance, or they get some better direction from you guys on what to look for?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a better chance, but it's an all-day program. It starts inside the visitor center. As a matter of fact, I got people watching the film right now. I do about an hour indoor informative program. Then we drive into some areas you'd not normally be able to drive into. We go into the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge. We cross at least one free ferry. We go to the town of Hardin. We watch eagles from a restaurant right there while we eat. It's just a real informative program. It's free. Anytime I can get out and set the spotting scope on the eagles for everyone to look at, we do that. We'll see three or four nests on our drive, but it's just a great program that's been going on for quite some time, and there's never been one that I've given that we haven't seen, you know, on the low end as many as 10 eagles, but on the high end as maybe as many as 100.
Wow, but how close do you get? That's the question.
No guarantees, but yesterday we saw two in a nest, and we weren't real close to them, but sometimes we're real close, but there's no guarantee on that for sure. But I tell people, you know, bring a camera, because chances are sometime during the day we do get close enough to get a great picture for sure.
That is cool. You know, I did something recently, Scott, completely off the subject. I went to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and I went whale watching. And the biologist, there was a marine biologist on the boat with us, who told us as we headed out, we can never guarantee results. Sometimes we see one whale, sometimes we see 15. We never know what we're going to get. And we ended up, the whales put on a complete show for us. So
awesome.
Some seasons are different than others in whale watching. Is that the case with eagle watching?
It is. What we need, the eagles fly down from the north. The eagles we are seeing here are primarily coming from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Canada. And it needs to get cold enough to really push the eagles down into this area. The favorite food for the eagles is fish, and as the waters freeze, it pushes the eagles south. And this is kind of their winter home. But in saying that, if it's not real cold, there's not going to be nearly as many eagles down into this area.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know, you shared a story about whale watching, Mark. I went whale watching one time, but I also went alligator hunting in Florida. It wasn't a hunt. It was a tour. I'm sorry.
Okay,
it was a tour.
All right.
And we never saw any. And then at the very end at the Blackjack Resort or whatever in Lake Jessup, the guy threw a marshmallow out and poof, here comes an alligator up. So do you have tricks, Scott, that if you don't have a good result in seeing eagles, Do you have any? Can you put out some Captain D's for him? Does that bring him in?
Well, I put a stuffed eagle up in a tree. That's what I do if I can't find one.
Nice. That works. Eddie the eagle, maybe, right?
Yeah. Well, good stuff, man. Are you doing a lot of school trips to the park?
Not really so much school groups. They're just mostly people. You know, I've got people in here from – actually, I got one couple today that's actually from California. So people do come from – you know, they come from all over. But a lot of St. Louis folks, you know, Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, that's where most of the people truly do come from. And like I said, I've been doing this for quite some time. And you're talking about the whale watching. I will make the guarantee that we will see at least two or three eagles on any program that anyone decides to come on.
Oh, nice. Nice. And what do people need to do to get the information for the dates and make reservations and all that, Scott?
Sure. And like I said, it is free with the exception of you have to buy your own lunch. And what happens is people do follow along in their own vehicles, but I do get out periodically and set the scope up on the birds. But if somebody's interested, the phone number is 618-786-3323, and you do need to make a reservation, and most of the programs are in the month of February, so there's a lots of programs coming up in the future.
So if you mention food, you automatically get my attention. My wife's grandmother and great aunt used to love to go to Pierre Marquette to eat. They loved the dinners up there. Are you talking about getting lunch there at the lodge, or you're on your own to go somewhere else and get it?
No, actually not. I mean, it's on the tour, but we actually stop in the town of Hardin, and to be honest with you, there's a couple restaurants in Hardin that we stop at, and it's right along the Illinois River. So I bring my spotting scope in. If it's really cold, you can sit there and watch eagles right there while you eat. So that's kind of like the halfway point for the day, and it is an all day program. The program starts at 8:30, and then we get back sometime between 3 and 3:30.
It's a full day. Plan for it. And, man, if you have never seen an eagle, get that wingspan out there and take off from a nest. I have seen that in person about 20 feet from it. It was amazing. Scott Isringhausen, Urban Fishing Coordinator at Pierre Marquette State Park. People can also go to dnr.illinois.gov. Thank you so much for your time, and have a great eagle watching season, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me here. I sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Outstanding. Yeah, I got to see an eagle close to my house last year. Somebody had hit a deer, unfortunately for them, and it was out in the field, and we almost wrecked because we looked over and there was an eagle feasting on them. I mean, it was on the ground at ground level about 25 yards from us, so yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
getting on it. That's good.
Absolutely. Hey, he played your song for you, Fly Like an Eagle.
I know. That's awesome.
That's why I'm here. That's an all-Illinois show today.
That's right. That'll do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
See you, boys.
Fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. Let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle.
Get more at 971talk.com.